All right, welcome to our pre-show, huh? It is the 28th, and I went and had more physical therapy today. They stretched the shit out of this shoulder, man, because I'm not stretching it enough. Here's the thing, that the problem I'm having. You tear a rotator cuff in your shoulder. Everything that you do with an arm and a shoulder, you have to almost not relearn, but you got to kind of see if you can do it again. Like, the one move I can't do is reaching around. You know how you reach around and scratch your back, like your lower back? That's fucking painful as hell still. But my PT, my physical therapist, Tisha, showed me an exercise I can do to kind of stretch that. So I'm doing that. And, you know, it's just, it's like, I will never, I shouldn't say I'll never do that again, but man, I'll tell you what, I pay attention to what the fuck I'm doing now, man. I just do. I'm telling you. So what's up with my fucking cat Thunder? She, this goddamn cat, and I dig her. She's cool. She's a good cat. Pets are, you know, you got to take care of them, man. They're not just a convenience. They're not a toy. They're not something you throw away when you're all done. You understand that, right? You don't just go, well, let's just take them to the shelter and go find a cuter cat. That's, you know, I don't want to know people like that. Don't even fucking tell me you're one of those kind of people, man. No, once you get a pet, it's like having a member of the family. You take care of that animal until they're old, until they die, just like you do a human being. And if it's people listening to me and they don't understand that, it's like, I don't get that. They're not human. If you just do me a favor, hon, just fuck off and not listen to me anymore. I mean, that's how strongly I feel about it. I'm serious. That's how strongly I feel about it. I don't, you know, I don't want to lose any business, but by the same token, I don't want to know motherfuckers like that. I just don't. By the way, Slide Off, you enjoy all the cursing that I just noticed. I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs here, and Slide Off is one of our BSPs. Who was figured prominently back in our chat. Oh, that reminds me. God damn it. It's too late now, though. It's tomorrow, Friday night. I could do a chat tomorrow. I may do a chat tonight. Tonight's Friday. I may do a chat tonight on the BSPs and More page, because I think I kind of dropped the hint that I would anyway. So I'll just pop on. I'll do a chat tonight. See what happens. Okay, so it's the pre-show for today. It's Butner Days, right? At Butner Lake with Bobby and Steve. And Bobby, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. You have to put the rag over it, otherwise we get a lot of sibilance. See the sibilance here? But when you put the rag over it, there's no sibilance. And
yeah, that's great.
Okay, I just was trying to help out.
Okay. Yeah, animals, man, they are part of the family, and you take care of them just as you would an older member of the family until they pass on, man. You don't dump them off in a fucking shelter. Or just, you know, send them out into the world, into an alley someplace. And, you know, when we talk about animals and being kind to animals, we're not just talking about dogs and motherfucking cats. We're talking about all animals. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I understand people that eat meat. That's okay. There's a way of putting an animal down in a humane fashion, an animal that you're going to use for consumption, okay? Whether it's a pig or a cow. I don't eat pork. I don't eat red meat anymore. I'm not saying that's a permanent state of being, but I just don't. I goddamn sure don't eat pork. That's like, you know, the pigs are as intelligent, as affectionate, as friendly, and as loyal as a fucking dog. So if you don't eat motherfucking dog, well, you don't eat dog, Phil, because the meat's tough. No, you want to know why we don't eat dogs? So just so you guys know, it's got nothing to do with the fucking quality of the meat. It's because it's too expensive to raise canines, meat eaters. It's too expensive to raise them as a food source as opposed to an animal that it only consumes an herbivore, vegetation. You see what I'm saying? In other words, to feed a dog, you have to feed a dog meat. That's more expensive than feeding a cow grass. That's why we don't eat dog. That's why we don't eat meat-eating animals. Or at least we don't keep them. We don't farm them and develop them as sources of food, domesticate them for a food source. We don't do that because it's too motherfucking expensive. You don't think human beings have such refined taste that we, I'd rather have something that tastes, but you don't think we're that elevated. We're not. We eat any goddamn thing. Human beings will eat any fucking slop they find. Anything that we stick in our faces and chew, and there's somebody somewhere that's going to say, oh, that's not bad. I think I'll sell that as food. You know, we're reaching a point here in the evolution of the human species where we're not all that. We're looking in the mirror and we're not really seeing all that anymore. It's like this creature that we thought was so advanced, the human being. What a marvelous, you know, it's not so impressive anymore. We stand on the precipice here, you know. Now, I don't want to get too heavy because most of what I'm saying I don't give a shit about. But, you know, sounds good. Okay, so it's time now to do the commercial. Then we will do Bobby. You ready, Bobby? Because we're going to do you.
What do you mean you're going to do me? What do you mean you're going to do me?
Oh, that's right, Bobby. We're talking sexually.
Well, I don't know. I just heard Mr. Henry.
Okay, thank you.